Last month, Russia banned the export of grain through the end of the year. A drought and multiple fires depleted nearly one quarter of Russia's grain crops, a major player in the international grain market. That means demand is high for United States grain. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Director Adolf Ojard is excited to see the extra traffic.
A lot of demand for Minnesota, North Dakota, Durham wheat. That's continuing, but we're also seeing movements into other markets served by Russia, such as the Mideast, Egypt, Morocco. We even had some cargoes into Germany, which has been unusual because they, too, in Europe, are having some drought conditions and reduced crop yields.
Chuck Hillerin is the president of international shipping agency Guthrie Hubner. He says U.S. farmers are able to pick up the slack from Russia.
Fortunately, we have a bumper crop. We're able to fill a big void in the world's need for grain. It happens to be in Duluth, and we're enjoying it.
Grain shipments are down overall so far this year, but demand spiked up 51% in August. Shipping officials expect that spike to become a trend and hold up for the rest of the shipping season. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.